Dragon Age Veilguard.
We've gotten word from the Wardens.
Have they found Ghilinane?
Not yet, but they found something else worth killing. One of her blighted dragons.
Rook, you made it. Good.
Wouldn't miss it. We have unfinished business with that dragon.
We've tracked it to a ruined tower nearby.
That lair is a death trap. We need to lure her out to have any chance.
Your battle is already lost.
So this one had a last minute change of name. It was going to be called Dragon Age, something like The Dark Wolf or something along those lines.
Right.
And it's really funny because there's lots of references, to the Dread Wolf. Lots of references to the Dread Wolf in the game. No one says the word Veilguard at all.
Oh, I wonder why they came up with that then.
Because it was, I don't know why they changed it, but there it is.
Maybe just they had like a last minute panic and were like, no, let's go with this.
Yeah, Veilguard. So I used to love Dragon Age Origins Awakening, Dragon Age 2, Dragon Age Inquisition. So that was
I'm going to be honest, I've never heard of this game. So give me the vibe.
Imagine that you are... It's a bit of a medieval fantasy initial vibe. So like imagine you're a knight or a wizard or and you're running along. It's very, very, very similar to Final Fantasy X in this one. There's lots of incredible futuristic-y fantasy backgrounds. There's a big castle with stones flying around it.
Oh, right, okay.
And then there's a beautiful forest with like purple leaves.
It's giving me Zelda vibes.
Yeah, it's more Final Fantasy X, but it's that,
yes.
Idea.
Yeah.
The combat is a bit Zelda-ish, so you're hacking and slashing and using special moves. You've got a team of two bros with you at all times.
Okay.
Your guy's called Rook.
And hey, Rook.
This is the same team, BioWare, that made the Mass Effect games.
Yeah.
So Mass Effect is famous for storyline choices. You know, you'll be talking to someone and then there's three options that come up and it's a sort of like a good, medium and bad option. In the original games, those choices then carried through the game and really were significant.
Right.
They mattered.
Okay.
In this game so far, none of the choices... And I've been playing for like about 50 hours.
Right.
None of the choices I feel have truly mattered. Like at the beginning, you choose one companion or another to come with you to do this mini thing.
Right.
And it's not really a spoiler, but the one that you choose gets a tiny little bruise on their face. And that's the consequence...
Okay.
Like later on there, it feels a bit more consequential, like you choose a city to help, and then the city that you don't help gets a bit more mashed up from the dragons
and
stuff.
They seem a bit insignificant.
They're just not like they used to be. It's just very much more like playing a Final Fantasy X of the modern age.
Right.
It's nice, though. The combat's varied. It's not as dark as the previous games, which I suppose is good for the current generation. There's a lot of lore. You know, like when you're watching Lord of the Rings and you've got no idea. Then you go, oh, the Balrog of Khazad-dûm. And you're thinking, that's already too many names. They don't give you any accommodation for understanding the story.
Right.
They're like, Gilithane and Loch Lothian, the evil gods of the elven world are coming to destroy us.
Are you talking about voice acting?
If you're listening. And some of the puzzles are a little bit boring, but basically it's...
You're not really selling this to me,
to be
honest.
But I would say that it is... It's like, if you love Final Fantasy X, you've got to play this, because it's just that, but better.
Okay.
The story's a bit better.
Okay.
It's £50. It's out on all platforms. I'm playing it on the Steam Deck, where the graphics are very poor, so maybe stick to the PlayStation or Xbox if you can. The deluxe version is £70, and you get, essentially, some skins. So don't bother paying the 70, just stick with the 50.
Good tip there, good tip.
7.5 out of 10, though. For me...
Why the half?
No, it's not an 8, is it? It's just 7.5.
Wow.
I like it, though.